EPFL's solar reactor is changing the renewable energy game for the greener. Engineers at École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne, EPFL, a Swiss university, have created a solar reactor that can produce hydrogen gas from sunlight and water. This reactor uses solar power to break water down into hydrogen and oxygen. This process is called artificial photosynthesis. The appearance of the solar reactor is similar to that of a satellite dish. The dish of the reactor collects sunlight and focuses the heat onto a central reactor. There, water is heated up to create oxygen and hydrogen. This system can convert solar energy to hydrogen at a rate of about 500 grams a day. In addition to hydrogen, oxygen and heat are other products of artificial photosynthesis. The collected oxygen can be useful for hospitals, while the heat can be used to warm water or houses. The solar reactor has been tested under different weather conditions. The result shows that it can fuel 1.5 hydrogen vehicles or supply half the electricity needs of a family of four a year. The solar reactor will likely change the game for renewable energy technology, leading the way to greener and better energy solutions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
I'm Chickling.
And today, we are going to be reading a very interesting science article. EPFL solar reactor is changing the renewable energy game for the greener. Well, I think this is good news, because if we have renewable energy and greener, that means it's better for the environment, right?
Yeah,
exactly. And a solar reactor, well, I think most of us know what solar power cells are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you might have on a house. You see them more and more even on cars, electric cars, using the power of the sun and turning that energy into electricity that we can make things work with, run machines with, and even in the future, airplanes, electric airplanes. That will probably be in the next 10 or 20 years. Maybe not big ones, but all of this stuff is good, because if we're not burning oil or gas or coal, if we're not producing CO2 and pollution, this is all good for the world. So let's check out our article. Engineers at École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne, EPFL, a Swiss university, have created a solar reactor that can produce hydrogen gas from sunlight and water. Yeah, we mentioned solar. This is an adjective of anything having to do with the sun. So solar energy is, of course, something we hear about and talk about a lot. But we can also talk about solar calendar, solar weather, solar science, things like that. Anything to do with studying about, learning about, and getting things from the sun. For example, a cell phone with a small solar energy panel in the back seems like a good idea.
Mm.
You could put it on a table when you're outside on a sunny day and recharge your battery that way.
所以呢，我们来看一下 solar. Solar 就是太阳的，来自太阳的。所以日食呢
？Solar eclipse.
Have you ever seen that?
I think when I was really little.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not very common, right?
No.
Yeah, they're quite rare.
So you're very lucky to have seen it. Yeah. 所以如果是太阳，就是 solar. 那如果是跟月亮有关呢，那就是 lunar. So 我们在台湾是不是农历啊？我们就会说 lunar calendar. 所以月球的表面是什么？就是 the lunar surface. 那老师刚刚讲到的 hydrogen 是一种 a type of gas. 那我们的那个中文叫做氢 ，so a type of gas.
It is a type of gas.
What is gas?
When we talk about gases, we're talking about the three things that things can be. We have solid, right? Hard things, liquid, wet things, and gas. So if you think of water, really cold water is ice, right? That would be a solid. If you warm that ice up, it becomes a liquid. It becomes water. And if you heat the water to be more than 100 degrees, it becomes steam, and that's a gas. Oxygen is a gas. We breathe gas. When the wind blows, it's moving gases around. So here we have an example sentence. A bag of potato chips also has some nitrogen gas in it to keep the chips fresh. Yeah.
所以这个 gas 就是气体哦。那么毒气的英文就是 toxic gas。那么我们在美国的英文可以说是汽油，所以你可以说 gas station， 就是加油站。所以你可以说 oh, we need to stop at the gas station on our way home.
All right, so let's find out more about this very cool new way of getting power from the sun. This reactor, it says, this new one developed in Switzerland, this reactor uses solar power to break water down into hydrogen and oxygen. All right, so this is basic chemistry. I'm sure most of you know if I say H2O, that's water, right? Two hydrogen molecules, one oxygen, mix those together, boom, you've got water. So we take water, we put it into a reactor. A reactor's kind of like an engine in a power station. So where they use the nuclear stuff to make energy, to make heat and power, that would be in a nuclear reactor. This is a solar reactor. So using not the power of atoms, but the power of the sun to create heat and energy. So that's what we're doing, but we're filling it with water, and then the water gets broken down into its parts, hydrogen and oxygen. This process, I should say, is called artificial photosynthesis. Very interesting.
Okay, 所以呢，我们来看一下呢 ，oxygen 这个字，它是氧气。Artificial photosynthesis 就是人工的光合作用的意思。Artificial 它就是人造的或人工的，光合作用就是 photosynthesis。那这种反应炉呢，利用太阳能将水，因为你知道水就是可以分解成氢气跟氧气嘛，我们这个过程就叫做人工的光合作用。
Okay, it says the appearance of the solar reactor is similar to that of a satellite dish.So if we're looking at one of these in a solar power station, I suppose, it would actually remind you of a satellite dish, one of those radio telescopes. It's kind of like a big kind of bowl. And of course, things get collected and bounced around to the middle of this dish. And that's where we would use it to collect light or radio waves or sound waves or something like that. In this case, though, we're collecting energy from the sun. So we're collecting heat. I guess if you stood in the middle of the dish,Woo, it would be really hot because all the solar rays are being bounced to the center where they can be collected at their most powerful. But basically, if you think of one of those satellite dishes that people might have for television or for collecting radio signals, it's basically looks the same.
For dish, I only think of food.
And like a very, very shallow dish for your noodles, maybe.
Yeah. 所以这个 satellite 就是卫星。所以这边的 dish 当那个碟接收碟，所以这边指的就是卫星接收碟哦。那么我们太阳能反应炉的外观就长得很像卫星接收碟的意思。
Okay, and then it says the dish of the reactor collects sunlight and focuses the heat onto a central reactor. So it's kind of doing, you know, if you ever done that thing where you take a magnifying glass and you try to hold it under the sun to focus the rays mm-hmm. onto a place to maybe make some smoke or something, it's working in the same way as that.Okay, and how does it work then? It says there, at the center, water is heated up to create oxygen and hydrogen. This system can convert solar energy to hydrogen at a rate of about 500 grams a day.I'm not sure if that's fast or slow, but that's what they can do. And I'm sure, of course, as they work on this science and make it better, they'll be producing hydrogen at a much faster rate. A rate is basically like how fast something is going, especially when we measure it against time. So when someone says, hey, how fast are you driving? Oh, we're driving at 40 kilometers per hour. That is your rate of speed. You are going 40 kilometers in how long? In 1 hour. If we changed it to in 10 minutes, it would be a different number. If we changed it to kilometers in 1 year, it would be a different rate. But basically, if we're talking about how fast your heart is beating, we usually measure it in beats. Dun-dun, that's one beat per minute.Right? BPM. That's also how we might measure how fast a song is. So the rate is the speed at which something happens, often measured against time. For example, can we slow down? I can't keep jogging at this rate, at this speed, in other words.
所以我们这边看到的单字有一个字叫 convert， 它是动词，这边是转换的意思哦。那么 rate 的部分就是比率，所以我们通常说什么东西的比率就是 at a rate of something。 那么它除了当比率也可以当价格，比如说一般你可以收到的费用或酬金叫做 standard rate， 比如说 what is the standard rate of this type of work， 或者是当动词哦，可以当评估的意思，比如说 he is highly rated as a poet。 所以在那边呢、就是中央的反应炉上面，水可以被加热的产生氢气跟氧气嘛。那么这个系统呢，它可以每天生产多少克呢？大概是500克左右的比率，将太阳能转化成氢气。
Okay, back to the article, we read, in addition to hydrogen, oxygen and heat are other products of artificial photosynthesis. So it's not just producing that hydrogen. We mentioned it also produces oxygen. Of course, that's part of the water too. And heat, yeah, as it heats up the water, it's also producing heat in the same way that if you warm up water using a stove, but you put your hand in the water, your hand will feel the heat that is now in the water. So it's producingheat in that way. These are other products of artificial photosynthesis. A product, in this case, we're talking about products as something that is produced. So if you do a lot of hard work, there will hopefully be a product at the end of it. If you've been in the kitchen for the last hour, the product might be a wonderful dinner or a fresh new cake or something like that. If you've been working in your office for a while, the product might be a new report that you've done or a new bit of homework that you've created. So that's the product. It's what is made after all the energy and all the work has been done. For example, when we mix these two chemicals, one of the products is a gas that smells bad.
Right, 这边的 product 就是自然或化学过程中产出来的东西。那它是什么产物呢？就是刚刚讲到的 artificial photosynthesis 产出来的东西。那么这个叫做人工的光合作用，那么它的动词呢是什么？就是 produce。 所以 product 除了当产物以外呢，它也可以当产品的意思哦，比如说像是我们擦在脸上的就是 skincare product， 或者是乳制品Dairy products， 这些都是常常用的用法。那当动词刚刚有说到 produce， 可是当名词也可以，你就变成 produce。 所以 produce 就是有农产品的意思，比如说 processed foods may lack the vitamins and minerals found in fresh produce。 所以除了氢气之外呢，人工的光合作用，其他的产物还包含了什么呢？就包含了氧气跟热能。
All right, so we're producing hydrogen. We've already talked about that. And we've also learned that these solar reactors can produce oxygen and heat. What can we do with that? All sorts of things. It says the collected oxygen can be useful for hospitals, while the heat can be used to warm water or houses. There you go. So yeah, in hospitals, of course, they use lots of oxygen when people need help breathing, when they're doing operations and stuff like that. And of course, the heat that is produced, we can use that heat.To then warm houses or to warm water that people can, you know, take showers with or wash their hands with or whatever. So we can use the heat in all sorts of useful ways. It says the solar reactor has been tested under different weather conditions. So yes, it will work on rainy days, but it will also work on sunny days. It doesn't really matter. You don't need a beautiful sunny blue sky to have the reactor work. So that's good news for the places in the world that get a bit more rain.
所以呢，这些收集到的氧气呢，老师刚刚句子说 can be useful for something， 那就是 for 什么 for hospitals， 所以可以用在医院上面。那这个热能呢，就可以用水跟就把水加热，就是或者是拿来当住宅供暖都是可以的哦。所以呢，我们这个太阳能反应炉已经在不同的天气条件下进行了测试，这边的 different weather conditions 就是不同的天气。
All right, so over a long time, how would these solar reactors really help? It says the result shows that it can fuel 1.5 hydrogen vehicles or supply half the electricity needs of a family of four a year. When we talk about fuel here, notice we're using fuel as a verb. Often we use it as a noun. You need wood as fuel for the fire. You need gas as fuel for your car, or food as fuel for your body to produce energy. But to fuel as a verb is basically to give fuel or energy. If you're at the gas station pumping gas into your car, you are fueling your car. You could even say, and I've actually heard it used sometimes, Think of people on long bicycle races or running races. They are fueling their body with water and with, you know, power gels and things like that. They're giving their body energy. Normally with people and animals, we call it eating. They are eating their food. But eating is a form of fueling or giving energy to a body or a machine or something. For example, this truck is fueled by diesel, not regular gas. Yeah, we use different types of gas to fuel different types of vehicles.
所以 fuel 这边是动词，就是替什么提供燃料。当激起的意思哦，情绪上面的激起也可以哦。比如说 his provocative words only fuel the argument further.
And we also have the word vehicle there, fueling vehicles. A vehicle is basically a machine that moves you or people or things from one place to another. It's not a horse, so it's not an animal. It could be a bicycle, it could be a spaceship, it could be a boat, a train, anything like that. Generally, when we think of vehicles, we might think of cars and trucks and stuff like that. But an airplane, you might say it's a flying vehicle or something. But often, as I say, we often...Usually use via. There are many vehicles on the roads. I'm not saying there are trains and spaceships and helicopters on the road. I'm saying there are cars, trucks, buses, motorcycles. Those are generally the things we think of when we use the word vehicles to kind of talk about them as a group. For example, the city streets were congested with vehicles. Or I could say three-wheeled vehicles are a bit unusual, but there are a few around.
So vehicle 呢就是交通工具或车辆的意思哦。So 啊，我们比如说道路的交通工具就是 road vehicle， 像是有车子啊 ，buses、cars、trucks 都算在里面，或者是 the city streets were congested with vehicles， 整个车道路上都是车子哦。
All right, back to the article. Our last sentence, the solar reactor will likely change the game for renewable energy technology, leading the way to greener and better energy solutions. Well, we certainly hope so. When we say change the game, we're kind of meaning really change the future or change the situation in a very radical or very noticeable or very big way. Okay, so it changes the game. It really makes things different.Into the future.
Right, 所以这个呢 change the game 就是带来革命性改变哦，所以非常好，因为毕竟可以更环保。If it's better for the environment, then I think it's good.
I agree, and there are many living animals who agree with you too.
My corgis, yes.
Absolutely. We're going to be back with our chat questions. Do you think renewable energy technology is moving fast enough to meet global energy needs? Why or why not?
I don't think it's not, because if it was, then we wouldn't have so much controversy around the topic.
That's very true. We wouldn't still have major problems with pollution around the world. I mean, it's funny. I think the technology is moving pretty fast, but business and especially government are moving very slowly, right? I think we should all have electric cars by now, you know, that kind of thing. And there need to be more laws. I think the people don't mind. The people want the laws, but often it's powerful business groups and stuff. Who don't want to, you know, get rid of all their trucks or change all their factories. It'll be very expensive and all that. I always kind of say, well, it doesn't matter how expensive it is. If we're all dead in the future, your company won't be making any money.
True.
Right? Who will you be selling your things to when everyone's dead from pollution? So we need to, yes, we need to get our leaders to be braver and bolder with some of this stuff because time is running out. Just a few weeks ago, we smashed through the 2-degree temperature rise barrier that they've been warning about us about for years. We just blew through that. So this is something that the world is not going to wait for us to get our, you know, get our act in gear. We need to get this technology out there and get rid of the polluting technology ASAP. It might already be too late, but let's hope it's not. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here sometime soon. Until then, take a deep breath and bye-bye. Vocabulary Review.
Solar.The lights in this new library are powered by solar energy collected during the day. Gas. The air in this area always smells terrible because of the gases that come out of the factory. Rate. The birth rate in Taiwan has been dropping, so the government encourages people to have more babies. Product. Bees drink a sweet substance from flowers. It goes through their bodies, and the product is honey. Fuel. Trains used to be fueled by coal, which produced a great amount of smoke. Vehicle. Eric got in trouble at work when he drove his company vehicle to Hualien for his vacation.
智慧小补帖
Hydrogen Oxygen Artificial Photosynthesis Satellite Convert